Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle EJ, your Marketplace Apostle. I'd like to welcome you to Ways of Glory, where today our topic is going to be the habits of the virtuous woman. Remember, we are continuing our study this month and featuring the virtuous woman. I'm really glad to be here today and really excited about what is happening to me as I'm studying more and more on the virtuous woman in preparation for these radio broadcasts. I tell you, she is absolutely getting under my skin. It appears that every thought that I make, every action that I take, gets compared to the virtuous woman. By the power of the Spirit of God, the inner man inside of me will compare my activity, my actions, my conversation with, would the virtuous woman do that? I know some time ago some teenagers came up with the slogan, "What would Jesus do?" and put it on a bracelet and a cup and a t-shirt and made a lot of money. But now the Spirit of God is saying to me, would the virtuous woman do that? Would the virtuous woman say that? And so the more that I study her and yield to the molding and shaping of the Spirit of God, for he is his word and his word is spirit, the more that I yield to the word of God, the more that I find myself becoming a virtuous woman. And I thank God that I've not gotten to a place where I think that I've arrived, that I've got it all, that I know everything, but I am yet learning in the presence of the Spirit of God and yet being molded and shaped into the likeness of his image, being all that he created me to be, and especially in being a virtuous woman. So we are in Proverbs chapter 31 today, and we talked about the virtuous woman being a marketplace mogul last week. That was our intro to our study. And this week we're talking about her habits. And when I look at the word habit, a habit is something that you do regularly. And our success in life, in anything we do, is directly connected to our daily habits or our regimen. The way we get up in the morning, the steps that we take, how we stumble out of the bed and blindly go into the bathroom and brush our teeth, wash our face, take our shower, get dried off, put on our clothes. If you eat breakfast as a part of your regimen, you go to the kitchen, you open the refrigerator, you may even take out food, and you are not conscious of the movements that you are making because this is something that you are doing on a daily basis or on a regular basis. When I started thinking about this, I thought about how sometimes when I was at work, I would drive all the way from work to the house. Have you ever done that? And when you park in the driveway at your parking spot, you don't even realize how you got home. You don't remember the traffic lights, the people that swerved in front of you or whether or not they swerved. All you know is that you got in your car at the parking lot at work, you arrived at home, and sometimes I would say by the grace of God, because I was on automatic pilot. And when you do something regularly, that becomes a habit. Excuse me. What we do repeatedly creates the life we see around us. So taking a look at your life this morning, understand that it is your daily routine that has created the life you are now living. So what is it that the virtuous woman of Proverbs 31 does that you also do? What things do you need to change? You are uniquely designed to function in a certain way and at a certain level. If you are malfunctioning, it's time to get back to the manufacturer, have your engine checked, have all the fluids checked, have everything under the hood checked, have the tire pressure checked, whatever it is that you need to do and to get checked, you need to get that checked so that you can begin to perform in the manner that God had ordained you to perform. Now, listen, we are talking about the habits of the virtuous woman. And as I was looking through Proverbs chapter 31, I see that she is an early riser. For the scripture verse says, she rises while it is yet night. That means she's getting up before the crack of dawn. And I know that when I was a little girl and we had to get up really early to take the school bus to go into town, we lived out in the rural area, so we had to get up really early in order to get the school bus. And it was usually chill in the morning. And so my mother had to get up ahead of us and set a fire in the wood stove and try to get the house warmed up so that we could get out of bed and go through our daily routine. Now, I don't really like getting up in the cold, so she usually had a fight getting me out of the bed in the morning, especially if the fire wasn't roaring and had filled the whole house. But that is what happens. The virtuous woman gets up early in the morning. She does not lay in the bed till midday like some of our modern women today. And I'm not talking about anybody in particular. I'm just talking about the habits of a virtuous woman. Do you have the habit of rising up early in the morning? Sometimes the Spirit of the Lord will awake us early in the morning. And if we have developed a habit of responding to the voice of the Lord, we will arise and get up and conversate and commune with him. But if we have created the habit that I had of snuffing in just a little bit deeper or wrapping the cover a little bit tighter, then that moment passes. And what God wanted to give you for the day passes as well. Sometimes he wakes us in the morning and he will give us a word or give us a dream or give us a thought. And I don't know about you, but I would say, I'll write that down later, or I'll get up and think about that later. And guess what? When you get up later, it's gone out of your mind. It is gone. The cycle is complete, and it is in a whole other part of the universe. And you desperately want to get it back, but it's gone. So when the Spirit of God prompts you, rise up early in the morning, you will hear the voice of the Lord. Do you remember that in the garden that God came to visit Adam and Eve in the cool of the day? I know people say it's the evening, but do you remember when he started creation? He started creation in the evening because it was already dark. Oh, don't take me back to the garden because I will go off another tangent. But if you're going to be a virtuous woman, pick up the habit of getting up early instead of sleeping past noon. I know that in today's, in my arena, if I sleep past 8 o'clock, I really feel like that I have lost the whole day. There's plenty of time left, but my clock gets off. Now, what else is the habit of the virtuous woman? She gives meat to her household. That means she gets up and she makes sure that there is provision there, and she distributes it to her household. She provides not only food for her children, but she looks after her handmaidens. She makes sure that they are taken care of. Now, here is the handmaiden. Her job is to cater to the needs of her mistress. But the virtuous woman has a servant heart. And so she makes sure that everything is good for her servants. She makes sure that they have their meat. She gives meat to the entire house, not us four and no more. Excuse me. Sometimes she considers a field. That means she takes the time to think about it. She considers a field, which in our today would either be land or it would be a property to purchase, and she considers the pros and cons. What would be the benefits of having this property? What would be the liabilities of having such a property? And she takes the time to look it over and to be concerned about it. How many of us as women today even consider purchasing a property? Do we purchase a property because of the pros and the or the cons, or do we just look at the, oh, that's a beautiful house and I want that, and that's what we do? But we haven't even considered if it's in the right location, if it's going to be beneficial to our children in school, is what the neighborhood is like, what the neighbors are like. We just look at the window dressing. And I know, because I worked in a real estate association where realtors come in to become members. And they inform us that buying a house is an emotional experience. So if they can get you attached emotionally to a particular house, chances are you're going to buy that house because you're operating out of your emotion. Oh, I just love this house. This house is me. I just feel like this is my home. And so they listen for those cues when you start oohing and aahing over a house. You're getting attached emotionally, and you are not considering that the foundation is cracked and there's low water pressure and the grass won't grow. And then when you get this place, then you start to complain about all the things that are not working. So the virtuous woman takes into account everything that's beneficial as well as those things that are not beneficial. She considers the fee, and then she negotiates. In other words, she just doesn't take the seller's idea, this is what the land value is worth, but she negotiates for what she wants. I was reading some of my success pictures in my picture folder this morning, and I ran across one from Oprah Winfrey, and she said, "You get in this world what you are bold enough to ask for." You get in this world what you are bold enough to ask for. So then the virtuous woman is bold enough to say, when the price on the property may be $1,000 or $2,000 or $20,000, whatever denomination of money you're working with, and she is bold enough to say, "I want that land for $12,000 or $8,000. She is bold enough to ask for what she wants. And in our world today, if you are going to be a marketplace woman, a virtuous woman, you have to be bold enough to ask. Say that with me, bold enough to ask. So if you're not operating in boldness and you got a little fearfulness and you tremble a little when you think about stepping out into the marketplace, it is time to take hold of who you truly are in God, fearfully and wonderfully made, created with passion and purpose and potential, and you are divinely assigned and sent to the marketplace. Therefore, you can have great confidence that whatever God has called you to do, He will empower you to do, and therefore you can speak boldly and ask for what you want, not just settle for what is being offered. Excuse me, thank you. Then it says she buys it. Buys it because she is a good manager of money. She knows how to cash flow. She doesn't just spend her money on frivolities, but she is in her mind. I can see her. She is intent on acquiring property. She is always thinking. She is always aware. She is always alert of what's going on around her in the marketplace, in the field, in property, merchants, what's trending now, some people say. She is acutely aware of what is going on around her. And so then she buys this property with the fruit of her hands, which means she has taken some product that she has created with her hands, she has sold that, she has taken the money and held it until she could buy a piece of property. I know you love Gucci. I know you love Coach and Michael Kors. But I admonish you this morning to take the money that you would spend on a Michael Kors bag or Vera Wang, whatever the brand name that you love. Begin to set your money aside and keep your eyes and ears open for a piece of property that you can purchase with the fruit of your own hands. Stop waiting for Prince Charming to ride up on his white horse and scoop you up and take you to the palace and meet all your needs and give you everything you need. Let me tell you, there is only one prince, and he is the Prince of Peace. Therefore, there's no prince coming on a white horse until Jesus comes back to take us into the kingdom, reign, and the millennium. So therefore, he has equip you as a virtuous woman to take care of yourself with fruit of your hands. That is the work of the virtuous woman. The next verse says she plants a vineyard in that field. Once she gets the field, she just doesn't leave it laying there to say, oh, I've acquired property. But the virtuous woman, oh my goodness, she's got a plan. She's got strategy. She's got an action plan. And once she gets the field, then she plants the field. Now, we know, logically speaking, that she's not in the field furrowing and digging and all of this, but she is orchestrating and managing and putting together a team that will go into this field and plant field so that she can produce a product, so that she can continue to increase, so that she can continue to multiply, so that she can continue to impact her community. So it is her habit to be productive on a daily basis. She is not idle. Later on in the chapter, we'll find that it says she does not eat the bread of idleness. This woman is on point all the time. She is awake, she is aware, and she is walking in the power of her God. She girds her loins up with strength and strengthens her arms. She doesn't complain and sit back and say how much she hurts and how much she's aching and paining. And that is one of the times when the Spirit of the Lord whispers in my ear, would the virtuous woman do this? I have seen, I don't know about you, but I've seen my mother go when she didn't feel like going. I've seen her labor when she had aches and pains. She didn't allow those aches and pains to cause her to quit. Now, I want to just tell you, this morning had been a struggle trying to get on the radio this morning. So many things happened that I thought that I might just go ahead and cancel this session and pick it up on another day. I charged my phone all night long. I woke up, the battery was full, and then when I unplugged the charger, the phone just went blank. So I turned it off so that I could reboot it, and then the phone wouldn't come back on, which, you know, we have to call in to this radio station. So then I had no phone. So I just began to say, okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I have a different phone. I'll just do a video and post that later in the day. But I began to thank God just for the phone that he had given me. I thanked him for this radio program, and I thanked him that we would be able to go ahead and bring this word today. And so I went about my way continuing to prepare myself to get on the radio, even though my phone wasn't working. And then such a heaviness came over me of sleep. I've been out of bed since before 5 a.m., and all of a sudden, my eyes were so heavy, my body went weak. I didn't feel like I could sit up. I felt like I needed to curl up and take a nap. And it's just, I was everything I could do to just stay in there, hang in there. And so when I began to talk to myself and pray and ask the Spirit of the Lord to help me, then I want you to know my internet connection went out. It was just a plethora of things going on, but I just began to clap my hands and praise God and bless him, because no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. That which God has commanded you to do shall surely accomplish the assigned task. And I thank him this morning that as I begin to clap my hands and praise him, the internet rebooted itself and came back on. I didn't move a muscle. I didn't have to unhook it and wait 10 seconds and wait for it to come back on, because I believe God that he wanted me to be on the radio this morning, regardless of the obstacles in your way. God wants you to go forward in the thing that he has commissioned you to do. It doesn't matter what things come in your way. You just begin to praise God and thank him that it is already finished, because what God assigned, once he assigned it in the realm of the spirit, even while you were in your mother's womb, when God finished it, then he allowed you to be born so that you could walk out the process and come to an expected end. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for this passage of scripture in Proverbs 31 of the virtuous woman. She has a habit of being tenacious. She has a habit of being persistent. And so what we want to do is get the habit of pressing our way, press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And that's more than just being saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized. That's the beginning. That's the foundation. But after that, there is a work and a life that you have to exhibit in order to bring glory to God. For the scripture said, men will see your works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. Let me slow down just a little bit here this morning. Next, we see that she inspects her merchandise to ensure that it is quality. She is just not putting out something to be putting it out, but she is proud, godly proud of the thing that she is producing, for it represents who she is. So when you begin to put together your product or your service, then understand, or even your ministry, which is really service. The word ministry means service. Do it with excellence. Make sure you're doing it with excellence. If you are putting together workshops or CDs or audio books or whatever it is that the Spirit of God has given you, do it with excellence. So don't have a good enough philosophy. I remember when I was in the military, that was one of the things that we would say, and we were trained to say after we got a basic training and went into the real military, where we had to go in and out day by day to our workstations. But when we finished a project, they would say it's good enough for government work, whether it was in excellence or if it was just barely within the standard. It would say good enough for government work. And then when we had government inspection come through, everybody was scrambling to make sure things were within the specified standards. And it was always a lot of work because people slacked until the time of inspection was coming. So the virtuous woman takes a look at what she's producing and makes sure that it is quality work. She does not have a good enough philosophy, but her standard is excellence. Then she works all night if necessary because she's committed to finishing the work. How many times do we begin a project and then we stop because we're sleepy or we're tired or we have something else that we need to do, and you never get back to that project? And it's sitting on the shelf, it's been sitting in the garage, it's been sitting in the craft room, because you were not committed to finishing the work. A habit, we must develop a habit of finishing the work, regardless of the cost. She doesn't go to bed and put it off for tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to be full of things that need to be done. I'm not saying you have to sit up all night every night, but I'm talking about a crunch project. Don't give yourself the excuse of being tired, but press your way through until you finish it, and finish it with excellence. And then it says she puts her hand to the spindle. She actually gets involved in the creation of the product. She just doesn't supervise. Some people like to be supervisors. They always want to be the one in charge. They always want to be the one to tell other people what to do, but they're not lifting a finger to do any of those things themselves. The virtuous woman, however, gets involved at ground level and puts her hands to work. She is not a slacker. She engages in the actual productivity of life around about her. She is just not expecting life to just happen, but she's in there making it happen. And then she reaches out to the poor. My goodness, God is counting on you to reach out to the poor. When Judas made the statement that the alabaster box and ointment could have been sold and given to the poor, which was never his intent, but that was just his ruse that he was using, he told Jesus, you didn't have to break that box. We could have sold that box and made some money to give to the poor. And Jesus said to him, the poor you have with you always. In other words, you are going to have an opportunity later, poor Judas. But right now, this ministry is what is necessary. So God is giving us opportunity after opportunity to minister to the poor. And the scripture lets us know that he that gives to the poor lends to the Lord. And so God wants us to have a habit of being generous to the poor. Not to be judgmental, not to be critical, not to wonder why they're in the situation that they're in. You know why they're in that situation? So you will have an opportunity to be blessed, because God's word declares it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. So the next time you see a homeless person or a person in need in your churches or in your workplace, somebody that's poor, and you can understand the definition of poor. Many of us in our society today are living beneath the poverty level in the United States of America, sitting right here in the body of Christ. And God is our source and our supply. So keep your eyes and ears open to the thing that God is calling you to. We are almost out of time here. Once again this morning, as we have been discussing the habits of the virtuous woman, I would like to invite you to contact me if you are willing to be on a panel so that we can talk about the virtuous woman and kind of give a different insights from different people on the virtuous woman. And so you can either contact me on Facebook or hit me up on my email, which is successinlifeti, as in Training Institute, at gmail.com. Successinlifeti at gmail.com. I want to tell you likewise, I do have a new book that's coming out called Apprehending the Kingdom. I am absolutely, positively stirred up by the power of the Spirit. God visits me every time I go into that book, every time I start researching again the kingdom, every time I prepare a word about the kingdom of God, he revisits me in a powerful way. And I believe that if you get a copy of Apprehending the Kingdom once it drops, you are going to be changed forever. You are going to understand without a shadow of a doubt who you are and what your assignment is, and the power and authority that you have been given to do exploits in his name. I thank God today for that. And so be on the lookout for Apprehending the Kingdom by Apostle E.J. Melvin. That book is coming out. Be sure to visit our website, your www.yourmarketplaceapostle.com. Subscribe to our newsletter and updates. And lastly, continue to meet us here every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. on Ways of Glory, where we will be talking about how to live the abundant life. God wants us to live the kingdom lifestyle. We are currently talking about the virtuous woman. We'll be back here again on next Tuesday morning. And another exciting development, that God has allowed me to do is to present a teleseminar coming up on the last Thursday in this month. So be on the lookout for our ads and check our blog, check our website, check our Facebook page, join the Marketplace Connection group, and be in tune with what God is doing. Because in this workshop, I am going to be sharing with you how to publish your first book. The book of Ecclesiastes says, of making many books, there is no end. There is a book on the inside of every child of God. And so I want to help you get that book out, get it done, get it published, whatever you need. Let me be the one to help you make your mess your message. This once again has been Apostle E. J. Melvin, coming to you from Ways of Glory on Blog Talk Radio. And I want you to remember this one thing: you are not here to be average. You are here to be awesome. God bless you and have a wonderful week.